And so I just left everybody, and I ran away, but not away to get away from everybody. I ran away to God. And I was out on the top, poor me, cruise ship, rain pouring on me. It was so much fun. And I probably went around like 4 miles, which I needed after eating all that food anyway. And I said, God, why does this bother me so much, the way they're treating me? I mean, it was disrespectful, but why is it hurting this much? And the Lord showed me something that I made a vow when I was a teenager. When I was a teenager, I had these two friends of mine, these brothers. I thought they had the greatest relationship with their mother. It was them and them. It was so codependent, it's not funny now. Now I know that. But at the time I thought, look how those two boys take care of their mother. Look how those two boys care so much for their mother. The truth, and I remember thinking, that's the kind of mother I want to be. That's the kind of sons I want. Well, that's not even true. God was saying, is that what you want? Let's see, the first father was abusive and left, and the second father's an alcoholic, and it's just this codependency. They try to protect her and be the parent. It's just a big mess. And I said, God, that's just a big mess. But that's the inner vow I made of what I thought would be the perfect mother and child scenario. See how ridiculous? Only God could take me back to something that I did when I was 17, having that thought. But see, it was a thought that I used at the time because I didn't know the word of God and I wasn't that excited with the situation with my own mother. Only God could. And you know what? I said, God, forgive me. I broke the power of that vow. I asked God to bring healing, and my relationship totally changed, and everything just changed. Was it right for them to be disrespectful? No. But you just handle that then with wisdom. Was I devastated that I saw that I made this vow when I was young and it made things difficult? No, because there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. I did what I did, but I am not what I did. And God can fix anything I did, and He will, and He'll fix it so amazingly. He's so good. It goes on. All right, because I knew I'm still loved. And I'm not afraid of not being loved by my children. I'm not afraid of not being loved by my husband. I'm not afraid of not being loved and respected by the staff here. I'm not afraid of not being loved by you or my parents, because I'm not into that. I'm going to love and leave who loves me back between God and them. You can't love anyone that God doesn't place that love in them. So most of the people you're trying to get love from can't love you anyway. They can be codependent with you. They can try to meet needs. They can be like, even a dog take care of its puppies. But true love is unconditional. True love is always unconditional, and it can only come from God. You cannot cause someone to quit loving you if it's real love. What freedom is that? What freedom is that? Lord, they've got to love you first. So I'll just keep showing you, demonstrating you. All right. Okay. Patience works out proven character, hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. For we yet being without strength, in due time Christ died for ungodly ones, that was us. For with difficulty one will die for a just one, perhaps one might dare for the sake of a good one. But God commends his love to us in this, that when we were sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being justified now by his blood, we shall be saved from his anger, his judgment, his punishment. We will not be punished for what we do, because Jesus already took the punishment, unless we don't repent and receive his payment for our punishment. All sin will be punished. All sin will be punished by God. But repented sin has already been punished. The mind of the flesh, where condemnation dwells, wants to keep punishing you and basically mocking God and the death of his son by saying it wasn't enough. You need to kick condemnation out, folks. It's a devil saying, this person doesn't believe that the blood of Jesus Christ paid for their sins. So I can keep making them feel guilty and making them feel bad and making them hate themselves and making them even get angry at God. And this we said, no, you can't. I am not what I do. And when I do something, there is a God in heaven who has sent his spirit to live inside of me to tap me on the shoulder and say, you know, that wasn't right. And then there is grace from the same God to go and make it right. Grace to apologize. Grace to communicate. Grace to set things in order. Not condemnation. Not making the other person lord it over you and make you pay the penalty for your sin. When you discipline your children, it has to be with the intention to train them up to be godly and to understand the consequences. All real punishment or discipline, it's really not punishment. We need to discipline our children, not punish them. When you discipline them, it's with a character of Christ being formed of them in mind, or showing them that result of consequences. And that's okay if you failed miserably doing this. Maybe your kids are grown. Just pray. When the Holy Spirit gets in there, he knows how to do it. It'll work. He'll take care of it. He answers your prayers. And quit taking all the guilt they want to dump on you. Well, if you didn't have, you know what? Your sin and your problem is not for them to be your condemner and your judge. And you just need to let them, don't be provoked and scream and yell. You know, if your kid says, well, you did this. Well, I've been forgiven by the blood of Christ. And you're not my judge. And I love you, but I'm going to tell you what, you're not going to disrespect me like that. So here's the consequences. And then you fulfill those consequences. Well, I hate you. That's okay. Until you get right with God and have his love in you, you probably think you do hate me. It's all right. I just believe God's going to get you. It's the best getting you'll ever get. See, when we have the mind of the flesh and we have condemnation, it doesn't take much to teach people in our lives how they can manipulate us and control us and actually cause them to take on the condemner. It's horrible. We're making them like the devil. We need to repent of it, ask God to change it, and ask him to show us how to turn things around. Might take a discussion, might take whatever you have to do. I've had to sit down with my kids and say, you know what? You've done this and this and this, and to try to get a reaction from me, and it's not happening anymore. Well, you just don't love us. No, I love you unconditionally. You will never stop me from loving you because I've learned unconditional love. And I have total knowing that deep in your heart, God is already there and you already have the potential to love. And I know you do love me. You're just angry because you have this, now I know you have the spirit, you know, the mind of the flesh to try to get your way. See, the mind of the flesh is spirits of the enemy trying to let your flesh win. I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it. Well, let's get over it, folks. You never get to do what you want to do when you want to do it. Every time. Or you'll end up in prison not doing what you want to do when you want to do it. And if it doesn't catch up with you there, you'll end up in hell. Not doing what you want to do ever. The Bible says if you don't discipline your child, you don't love them because you are setting them on a path to have to finally face hell because they never learned the consequences of their action. Just trust God with all this stuff. It's really great when you're not in this power struggle with anybody because then you just get grace and you already know God's going to work it out good. Now, Much more than being justified now by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him or from punishment. For if while being enemies we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more being reconciled we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but also glorying in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have received reconciliation. Because of this, even as sin entered into the world through one man, and death through sin, so also death passed to all men inasmuch as sinned. So once Adam sinned, everybody had iniquity and sin. We lost the purity and the holiness that Adam had when he obeyed God. Everybody lost that. For sin was in the world until law. But sin is not charged where there is no law. But death reigned from Adam until Moses, even on those who had not sinned in the likeness of Adam's transgression, who is a type of the coming one. I'm not going to get into all this. We have teaching on it and on the cross, but this is some deep, this is really good stuff, but it would take a long time to preach it tonight. I just want to get to the condemnation. But look at this part. But the free gift is not, okay, the free gift means you can't work for it. The free gift is not also like the sin. For if by the, what's the word, deviation? If by the deviation of the one, the many died, so because of Adam's sin, we all died, much more the grace of God, the gift and grace, which is the, which is of the one man, Jesus Christ, it abounded many. And the gift is not as by one having sinned, for indeed the judgment was of one to condemnation. Okay, so the judgment that came on mankind says we were condemned. But the free gift says we are justified. So everybody is condemned until Christ, whether you know it or not. Whether you took on something to tell you how bad you are, or you didn't take that on and you think you're fine, blind is blind. Blind is blind. Whether you go through life thinking you're great and this and that, and you make up your own doctrines and you have your own talk shows and you tell everybody everything's great, you can make it to, you could be, you know, you could end up being, you know, the ruler of the world and on your way to hell, thinking you're God. You can be delusional either way. You can just beat yourself up and let the devil tell you how bad you are. Boy, if you had condemnation, you ought to love reconciliation. Just Christians, we got to get rid of condemnation. What are you doing telling me how bad I am? Devil, you have no authority to tell me how bad I am because you're not my Lord. And by the way, you are going to hell. But by his blood, what are you doing letting a devil who's on his way to hell tell you how bad you are? What are you doing letting a devil who's defeated tell you anything? How ridiculous is that? How mocking is that to a high and powerful God who lives inside of us? We need to repent for listening to condemnation after we're saved. But you go, oh, they're in bad. No, isn't that good? You can repent and not do it anymore. You can take every time you listen to a lie of the devil tonight, you can take every time you listen to the lie of the devil that went against God and his word, and you can put it on the cross tonight. It's over. They're gone. And devil, you just want to pack up your little bags and come out because you're not, I'm not going to be double-minded anymore. I'm going to have a mind transplant tonight. We're going to remove the mind of the flesh and just let the Holy Spirit fill us with the mind of Christ. All right. Let me go on up to verse 20. It says, the law came in that divination or sin might abound. But where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. That as sin ruled in death, so also grace might rule through righteousness to everlasting life through Jesus Christ. What that means, just to help you, if the devil's trying to talk to you, if you did something really, 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 really horrible, there's really, 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 really more grace. If you weren't that bad and you were the good kid and you had a good job and you always did everything right and things were okay, that's all right. There's still grace for your prideful, high-minded attitude. There's grace for the person who really tried to follow all the rules and only missed on a few. And there's grace for the person who lived absolutely, completely like Satan himself. And in the eyes of God, it's all the same. Because there's not one good, not one. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. No one will be in heaven, not one person who did not get in because they found Jesus Christ to take their sin. Not one. Okay. I'm not getting into all this. It will take too long. Let me go on. Let's go to verse 11. Romans 6:11. So also you count yourself to be truly dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is something you do. Let me go up a little bit. Sorry. You know, we had a water baptism. This is really good to show you this. Go to, let's just do Romans 6. I'm going to do a fast, I tell you. What then shall we say? Shall we continue to sin that grace abound? The answer is no. Let it not be. We who died to sin, how shall we now live in it? Or are you ignorant that all who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? That's the concept of baptism. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been joined together, now here's the key, if we've been joined together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the resurrection, knowing this, that our old man with the mind of the flesh, okay, I'm adding that part, but this old man with the mind of the flesh was crucified with Christ, that the body of sin might be nullified, so that we no longer serve sin. If you get rid of this mind of the flesh, if you get this revelation, you won't serve sin anymore. It won't be able to talk to you, tempt you, call you, because it will be gone. Unless you really like it. Unless you really prefer your sin over God. Because there's grace where there's sin if you really hate your sin. Some people don't hate their sin. There's a lot of people who like their sin. They just don't want to give up sinning. They'd rather crucify Christ over and over and over. That's different if you're struggling. If you're struggling, just keep getting teaching, keep getting help until you hate what God hates. But do not die not hating what God hates. All right. Now, for the one that that died has been justified from sin. But if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dies no more, death no longer lords it over him. For in that he died to sin once and for all, but that he lives to God. So count yourselves to be truly dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. You know, you get to do that. I'm counting myself to be dead to sin and alive in Christ. I'm making that choice. I'm not going to sin. If I sin, Holy Spirit, I'm going to be so sensitive to conviction and repent and get it to the cross. Much of the sin that we do after we've walked with God for a little while is things we didn't know were sinned. Like maybe an attitude sin, maybe a gossiping thing, maybe, you know, judging or things we didn't recognize. So we weren't intentionally sinning. But when it comes to our revelation that it's sin, that's the time immediately. What, to go into condemnation and feel you can never do this? And what's the hope? You've been a Christian for 10 years, and here you go. God's showing you this attitude sin that you have, and what's the sense anyway? Is that what you do? Or do you say, oh, man, God, thank you for showing me that. I never saw that before. God, forgive me, and thank you for the cross. You choose how you're going to live. You choose life or you choose death. What we're doing tonight is getting rid of the mind of the flesh so it's easier to choose. So you can really get free and hear this stuff. Now look, and it goes, all right. So count yourselves to be truly dead to sin, alive to God in Christ Jesus. Then do not let sin reign in your mortal body to obey its in its lust. Do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourself to God as one living from the dead and your members as instruments to righteousness to God. In other words, quit doing what you were doing that caused you to sin.